What were your thoughts about the data from BuzzDAR looking at neoadjuvant trastuzumab chemotherapy that were reported at the ASCO meeting more than a year ago?
This had, I think, the most staggering complete response rate ever seen in neoadjuvant therapy. And as you know, the trial was discontinued after accruing 34 patients because it showed a huge difference between the two arms. This almost presents us with a dilemma because you can show this to the patients with a 60-something percent response rate on the combined neoadjuvant regimen. And yet our regulatory authorities look at this and they say, well, you've got 18 patients in the one arm and 16 in the other. Show us something which is clinically of that much more significance. So unfortunately, because the data is so compelling, I'm not sure if we're going to have other large neoadjuvant series. At the moment, the vast majority of practicing oncologists are using Herceptin in the neoadjuvant setting. Unfortunately, the appropriate regimen is not that well demonstrated, which is the superior regimen, and we do not have a very large trial confirming the benefit of Herceptin. Hopefully, that will come out of Europe.
How do you approach patients with inflammatory breast cancer that have HER2 positive?
This is a very tough one because a lot of the patients, as you know, have excluded the inflammatory patients. But we are again treating those off protocol by incorporating Herceptin in whichever regimen the oncologist feels comfortable with.
What regimen do you tend to utilize?
We use a lot of different regimens in our place. We use an AC going into Taxotere regimen. Some people do AC going into MF, and it's a matter of combining the Herceptin on the.
And if you use anthracycline and taxane like that, when do you bring in the Herceptin and how long do you keep it going before surgery?
We're tending to do much more post the surgery in the combination with the taxane, etc. We're tending more to do it that way. I think that one of the biggest hopes for the future for the TCH regimen is that that is something that could be tremendous in the neoadjuvant setting. It's essentially non-toxic. You could almost follow the BuzzDAR kind of way of giving 6 or 8 cycles prior to the surgery and have massive reductions down in size. Other people, as you well know, are giving a Taxol-Herceptin combination, or they're giving AC going into TH followed by the Herceptin. There are all these different kind of variations around. We're tending to be more conservative at the moment. I think what the HERA data has shown is that you do not need to have the drugs all given together. It's shown that you still get a substantial benefit from sequencing. I think that the other thing which the HERA data has given us much more confidence with is approaching the elder patient with a relatively non-cardiotoxic regimen appearing at this point. It gives us an option for the more frail patient, the elderly patient, those with less robust cardiac function.